She's arguably the most famous person to grow up in Greenville, Ohio. You've most likely heard of her and the skill that took her around the world to perform in front of packed crowds. Her story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Marilyn Robbins knows much about arguably the most famous citizen of Greenville, Ohio.
She was born here in Dar County, and she was born in 1860. She was born in a little cabin up north of town, back in the woods.
Marilyn is speaking of Annie Oakley. Annie's father died when she was only 5 years old, and the family of Annie, her five sisters and one brother, worked hard to make a living. In fact, Annie thought she would go out and hunt the way her father had done.
She decided she wanted to try to learn to shoot, because her father had gone out hunting and would bring food in for the table. So she and her brother went out, took the gun down from the fireplace, so I'm sure it took both of them.
Annie was about 8 years old at the time. The pair got a rabbit, but when their mother learned what they had done, she told them they needed someone bigger to help them next time. As she grew, Annie continued to hunt to provide food for the family.
She started hunting, and she would hunt pheasant and birds. And she would hit them in the head so there would be no buckshot in the body. So it made it very good eating. And he would sell these birds to the hotels.
She was so skilled at shooting that she entered a contest in Cincinnati to compete against famed marksman Frank Butler.
They had to shoot 25 birds, and he missed his last bird. He only got 24, and she got 25.
The young lady not only defeated Butler, he began courting her, and the two were married in 1882 when Annie was 21. Our story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Greenville, Ohio, I'm Andrew McRae.